97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The field of Democratic candidates for Wisconsin governor includes former and current state officials, business leaders, and county executives, but one candidate fills a category all his own. Isabella Nieto has more.
Zachary Roper is the youngest candidate in the race. He's 22 years old and a student at Carthage College. He spoke with WXCO's Chad Holmes on Wednesday morning.
Being young is an advantage because I'm focused on where Wisconsin needs to be, not just in this election, but in 2035 and 2040.
Roper said he wants to increase the age 18 to 35 population in the state. He says they're the ones who build businesses, homes, and families.
What I would do is bolster the education systems. We need better education systems. My mom's a teacher. She has been a teacher for 25 years, and she tells me the struggles of what goes on with the public education system and how we need more federal funding.
He also says he wants to attract more companies to set up shop in Wisconsin. Roper also took aim at the state legislature, saying he wasn't happy with how the 2025-27 biennial budget turned out.
We basically caved in and just allowed the Republicans to do what they want to do.
He has some ideas on what would improve the legislature, including having one Republican and one Democratic majority chamber.
It would allow for more people to see what they go back and forth on what the budget they wanted to see to be done.
Roper faces a crowded field of Democrats in the August primary. I'm Isabella Nieto.
With winter warm spells becoming more and more common, be careful when you walk on ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
Milwaukee just hit nearly 60 degrees, and even Minneapolis reached the low 40s. That's spring melting weather, causing significant ice loss on the Great Lakes in just 1 week. They dropped from 15% down to a mere 5% ice coverage. Inland lakes are having the same problem. Thinning ice and slushy open waters are revealing themselves. If you break through, the Coast Guard rushes out.
We have an ice rig and an airboat ready to go. It usually takes us about 10 minutes to get on the road, and then depending on how long it takes us to actually drive to location.
That's Coast Guard Sturgeon Bay BM3 Evan Peffley. With the clock ticking and your life in the icy waters, how long do you have to survive? It's the 1-10-1 rule.
You have like 1 minute to catch your breath before you start freaking out and hyperventilating, and then you have 10 minutes of meaningful movements. You'll start to have issues with like moving your fingers, toes, and then generally speaking, like you have usually about an hour.
Gusty winds shove and heave ice sheets around, causing them to weaken, where one spot may be a foot thick, and then taking your next step could be just inches.
Ice floes are the main causes people go out ice fishing. There'll be a crack in the ice, and then the wind will end up blowing a large chunk of ice with people on it, and people just start floating away.
No ice is completely safe ice, but clear ice is thicker compared to snow-covered, milky, or bubbly-looking ice. Also, avoid inlets, outlets, and narrows that have currents running underneath. And always bring ice picks with you and a rope. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Marshfield Police Department is conducting a joint training exercise with Marshfield Fire and Rescue and Marshfield Clinic today. It will take place at the Marshfield Medical Center Russell Lewis Building between 2 and 5 p.m. You may notice an increased presence of emergency vehicles and first responders in the area. This is a scheduled and controlled exercise, and there is no danger to the public. A bill at the state capitol that would expand health care options for some farmers is inching forward in the legislature. Under Senate Bill 450, members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau and other farm co-ops formed before 1922 could get access to health coverage. 12 groups are in favor of the bill, including the Wisconsin Farm Bureau, which says it provides an option to farmers who are ineligible or cannot afford to enroll in Affordable Health Care Act plans. 9 groups are against the bill, including the Wisconsin Farmers Union, which says unregulated health plans in Wisconsin would favor the young and healthy, causing an increase to the rest of the insurance market. The bill got a hearing on Tuesday. The assembly version is still waiting in committee. A version of the proposal failed to pass in the last legislative session. Mid-State Technical College is offering a new AI Data Specialist program. This 63-credit Associate of Applied Science degree begins in the spring semester, which starts January 26th. The two-year program is shared with Waukesha County Technical College. Students would be able to complete the full program locally with a mix of online classes at WCTC and both in-person and online classes at Mid-State. You can find more information and register at mstc.edu. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
A timeout for Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
And we need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a three game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last two times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sink for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with light snow developing later in the afternoon. High temperatures in the lower 20s. For tonight, light snow showers to continue. Temperatures rising into the mid-20s. More light snow on Friday. Total snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.